everybody that went through Thailand at the time, that went to Laos or Cambodia, which I also went to, would check in at the local newspapers and the World and the Post, and the people there would always say, oh, go talk to Mike Schmicker. He's sort of studied this stuff and been interested in it and knows some people and has been up there and stuff like that. So I had a continually had a stream of people that came through. In somewhere in the fall of 70, a man came through Thailand called Fred Branfman. Fred Branfman was a strong anti-war, and he was researching a book on the undeclared war in Laos. And he stopped in to see Seagrave at the Bangkok World. The Seagrave referred him to me at the time, and he came by, and he had with him about 14 hours of audio tape. And he was going back to testify about the undeclared war in Laos and the fact that, you know, that we had not declared this war, but we had so many troops and had all this activity on us going like that. And he said, you can use any material in here that you feel would make a good story if you clear it with me. So I listened to all 14 hours. And he had interviewed the CIA man in Laos in charge of targeting of bombing, the Ho Chi Minh Trail. He was the guy who set up where they bomb, when they bomb, how they bomb. And I ended up writing in January 71 a piece for the Bangkok World, a fictionalized piece on a night on the Ho Chi Minh Trail, using material from what he was going to take to Congress and do testimony on this war. I pose it as fiction, but the details were so accurate, and I put in things that the average journalist would not have known. And it came out, the Bangkok World was visited by somebody from the embassy wanting to know who had written the story about the Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a little too graphic for them, huh?
It was a little too specific, and again, I think they were surprised that somebody had this knowledge. To my understanding, he went back and all of the material that was in there was handed over to Congress to people doing hearings on the war in Laos. And so I'm presuming that all the material that was in the tapes, Congress got also that, and that thus that American media could have gotten that if they wanted it.